Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I
tweeted yesterday when a statement from the King. It's weird, right? These are weird times. I'm sure most of us would agree. Not everyone would agree. That's totally cool if you don't all agree. So I tweeted a statement from the King. Anyone else feeling weird? And this guy. No, I'm fine, thanks. Full stop. The full stops are important. Not feeling weird. Full stop. Not shocked. Full stop. So this is not feeling weird. Not shocked. That's how I'm reading it. Not in deep mourning, full shock. Simply observing the stages of our lives, full stop, with empathy, full stop, for everyone. And I initially replied, and I thought, don't reply to these people, don't get involved. I replied, interesting reply to my tweet, which is a statement from the King, anyone else feeling weird, from someone who doesn't follow me. Interesting punctuation. Is he sending a telegram? Interesting punctuation that suggests an unusual emphasis. Simply observing the stages of our lives with empathy for everyone. But then you go to his Twitter feed. Hang on a minute. So there's that. He's arguing with people who are talking about the Queen. Well, broadly agreeing with your position, I'm troubled by society's failure to accord similar respect to the many people who work just as... That's fine. Get that. But that's not observing with empathy for everyone, is it? That's judgment and callous. You should withdraw. Well, broadly agreeing, Admiral Young, these are the things that are important. What pray is national mourning? Well, that's not observing with empathy. That's putting in your thing, passive aggressive. So he, of course, would see it as observation and empathy. But someone says we're canceling the proms because of national mourning. The empathic thing to do is go, okay, that's your position. Or not even say that, but to acknowledge that's their position. I may disagree with it, but I'm being empathic or empathetic. They're both the same word. I'm being empathic. And that's what you do in counselling. You come in and say, I can't think. You say something that I fundamentally disagree with. Empathy is, okay, well, I empathise. That's your point of view, okay? He's not being empathic. He's being a prick.
Well, it looks like he's searching out people to needle.
He doesn't follow me. He doesn't follow me. He's thought, I'll have some of this. And I replied, and then I deleted it. Then I replied again. I thought, just stop. This guy's an agitator. I don't want anything to do with this piece of trash. Have you run out of charge already?
No, it just switches itself off. You know, doesn't it?
So, strange times. We can talk about it if you want. I feel a bit sad. I've been so depressed last night and today, right? Last night I was in bed and I was reading that Japan is open. And you will know I want to take the boys to Japan. Japan is open. with some restrictions, but it's pretty much open mm-hmm. now. And I burst into tears. Let me follow this through to the end before you say anything. I burst into tears thinking, oh my God, why have I promised to take the boys to Japan? I'll never be able to take them. I won't be able to afford it. It'll be closed again next summer. And I'm a terrible dad, and I felt awful. And then all today I've been so depressed, like really crying. And I haven't had this for such a long time. And I went back to bed this afternoon and I slept for hours, fitful sleep. And I was dreaming about I bought cocaine and I was £15,000 in debt and I bought a car. There's a car on the drive and my ex-wife is coming back. And I'm thinking, why have I bought a car? How am I going to explain that? Just insane. I woke up miserable. I've worked out what it is, right? It's coffee. That sounds nuts, right? But I've been making two big cafetieres, so 2.5, 5 cups of strong, it's number three, strong, fresh coffee a morning, right? This would explain why I can't sleep in the afternoons anymore. This would explain why my sleeping at night has been pretty lousy. This would explain why quite often the bed is sodden with sweat. It's the coffee. I'm having a massive doubt because I didn't have any coffee. I didn't have any fresh coffee today. I had a couple of instants. And so this is why I'm crashing and I feel awful. Now, knowing the reasoning behind it is actually very helpful because I know it will pass. And I know that tomorrow, I know that I can kind of wean myself off it and that will help. And I am going to have one cup of fresh coffee a day because I like it. So I'm going to have one instead of five. We'll see how that goes. And if it carries on, then we'll stop. So knowing why I feel so miserable is really helpful, but I still feel absolutely so low. And then it ties in with the thing that's going on. I haven't watched any of the coverage. We were in separate cars last night. So you were going home and I phoned you up as we were driving home. And we've both been listening to the same thing because radio, the BBC was playing the same thing across everything. Quite a critical thing about Prince Charles, I thought, which was very bold.
Saying that, you know, the Queen, because she'd come to power before anyone knew very much about her, she kind of had a fresh start, whereas we know everything and then some about him. And also he's made his views quite well known about various things in the past that he won't be able to talk about in future. And will he be able to come back from that? All that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was quite, you know, considering someone's just lost their mum.
Yeah.
So they went in.
Then I listened to the computer game show bonus podcast instead and they were going on about it. No. And so I haven't watched anything until when you came round. I said, oh, I'm going to watch a few minutes. And it was a bishop. I'm guessing she was a bishop doing a sermon. And she kept making mistakes. Must have been very nerve-wracking. But that's all I've seen is I had 20 minutes in the car last night and 5 minutes today. And I've not watched any of it. I started watching a thing that Tony recommended, 000. And I feel sad about it. And I will tell you why I feel sad about it. It's partly because it's an old lady that died. You know, it's an old lady. I got a thing for old ladies. And it reminds me of my grandparents and my mum being old, you know, all that. A lot of it is because she has always been there. She's always been queen, right? So that is a thing that has always existed for my entire life. And I don't like change. I don't like things moving on. I'm also sad because the country is in such a terrible, terrible state at the moment with, we've gone from a significantly right-wing government to an extreme right-wing government. And I just know that they are going to pounce on this nationalism and patriotism that we are experiencing now as a result of the Queen's death. They're going to pounce on that to veer us even further over to the right. So I feel sad and I feel scared about that. Lemon says, I feel untethered. Yeah, untethered's a good thing. How are you feeling about it?
When I first heard about it, I mean, the first rumblings for me, and I know that some other people may have caught news flashes in, what was it, on the Wednesday, saying that she'd cancelled a meeting, and, you know, I hadn't heard about that. So the first thing I heard was that they were concerned for her welfare, and I was a journalist for a long time. I know that that's not so veiled amber light, basically, isn't it?
Yep.
And then she was gone, and my first thought was, Ah, shit, that's that then. You know, that's the door closed on a chapter, not just of my life, but of most people under the age of 70's lives. Yeah. And we forge on into something different, just at a time when we could do with a little bit of stability. And I know that she was, for the most part, a figurehead and, you know, someone who did a lot, you know, for charities, etc. And she didn't have any power to change law and all that. But she was a constant. She was a constant in our lives. And, you know, and then there's all the kind of, yeah, the dead grandma, dead mum stuff that comes in. And everyone's tapping into it. And I also, here's the thing I feel very uncomfortable about. And I know you'll get it. The thing that that upset me about that whole time around Diana's death was people using it to channel their own stuff.
Yes.
Right? So I watched a bit of TV today and I caught the bit where Prince Charles, King Charles, and Camilla returned to Buckingham Palace. And it was that moment again where those poor bastards have to perform in public, right? They just lost someone. They've just lost someone. And they have to go out there and listen to everyone else saying how upset they are. And I find that cruel. I find it cruel. And I don't know how he managed to keep it together talking today. And I know again that he's a public speaker and he gets it. But from a human being to a human being, I just find that element of it strange. And I don't like the way that some people, again, I'm going to say it again, use it to channel their own stuff. You know, people crying as if they've lost someone, someone close to themselves, when actually the person who's really lost them is standing in front of them being terribly brave about it. I find that weird and I don't like it.
Sorry.
And people were grabbing at him and, you know, people were saying, the commentators saying, isn't it refreshing that he doesn't mind them kissing him? Doesn't he? Don't pour at him and call him Charles. And someone started singing God Save the King at one point. I was thinking, it ain't a party. It was just, I just find it terribly sad. And I don't like that bit. But apart from that, here we go.
And I'm not a monarchist. You know, I like tradition and old-fashioned stuff. I spoke to the boys last night and today, just to see how they feel. And, you know, they feel sad. And it's interesting. And we chatted about that a little bit. And that's fine. What I'm finding interesting is all of the brands going black. And
I've had so many emails from shops telling me how badly they feel about the loss of the Queen. Is that performative mourning? I don't like it.
Here's the Jack header now. No, you're not watching in black and white. That's what they've done. Let's try Poundland.
I don't think they've got a royal appointment, have they?
Have Poundland gone? There we go. They've done
that. Got that going on.
Domino's.
Not Pizza Express, surely.
Well, let's try Pizza Express. Is Pizza Express a thing?
Well, yeah, that's where...
Oh, they've gone black.
That's where Andrew went.
They have. Day. They've gone black.
Yeah. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sorry, Domino's. That's America. What's Domino's? Well, Domino's UK. Stephen Page, of course, staying in Windsor. So
yeah.
I know how much you cared, Domino's Pizza UK. Thank
it's
you.
It's exactly
this.
That. It's exactly it's, that.
That is silly, right? That is silly. That is silly. And the Jack thing, you know, people are asking, what's Jack going to be like? It's going to be a week, at least a week of... I don't know. Does anyone know what music?
Oh, listen to this. I called you in the car on the way back. Do you remember? I said, I put a music station on because I wanted to. And obviously, so it had this young lad on there presenting fairly late night. You're joining us on a sad day. Gave you the date and everything. You're joining us on a sad day and we are changing our music just as a mark of respect to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, who's passed away today. Fair enough. Then he puts the song on and it's that one that goes, Grandma, last request and just let me hold. I was like, oh, so they've literally gone through and gone, what sounds deafy? Last request, yes.
Once I was 7 years old. So if anyone knows what they were playing this morning on Jack, Jack, before I remembered you weren't on, they were playing Sam Smith, Writing on the Wall. Okay, you're going to get another week of that at least. And I know this because we had our
Dido's going to be getting a lot of royalties. Yeah, I heard a lot of thank you.
Jack was playing the Sam Smith Bond theme. Okay. So you're going to get a week of that at least. Possibly 2 weeks. On the BBC, you're going to get a month of it. It will start to fade out after about 2 weeks, but you're going to get a month of it at least. Most other places, you're going to get about 2 weeks. So Jack is probably going to be 2 weeks. It might be a little bit less because they like to think that they're ahead of, you know, that they're ahead of stuff like that. You're going to have a week of it. I am back next week, but it's going to be a very different show. And I have no... I get it. I mean, I think there should be an alternative.
But no one wants to be that guy.
No one wants to be that guy. And I get it. So, yeah, so next week it will be probably no phone calls and more music, which is you know, it's fine. It's easy for me to do. So I just go in there and press a button and I'll talk every three or four songs. You're remembering the Queen. I don't know. Luke says, am I going to be able to watch the second Stuart Lee special on Sunday? Even if it's available to watch, you shouldn't, because that is disrespectful.
Although the first one was belting on it. Loved it.
So that's what's going on. That's what's going on. If you could pre-record if no phone calls. Yeah, we could. I don't mind going in. I'm getting paid. I'll go in and do it. And also, I don't... They were reading texts out, I think, today. They probably weren't getting many texts. We never get many texts. Richard, I'm supposed to be going to a comedy gig tomorrow. I refuse to laugh. Oh, yeah, during Stephen Page's gig last night, there were no applause. It was songs would finish, it was silence. And you could just hear one woman sobbing in the background. That was it.
It was me.
Should we listen to Kerrang? That's a good point, Gatford. Let's see what's on. What are Kerrang doing? Best in rock music and alternative culture. What soft rock will they be playing? It's all black. It's all black. Maybe it's black anyway. Oh, that's not black. How do we listen to Kerrang? How do I listen? Oh, that's the magazine. Mm-hmm. Do apologise. Is Kerrang a radio station? Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't reply to my email and I asked for work. Listen live. Here we go. Accept all. Oh, it's not working. You must be signed in to listen. Oh, for fuck's sake. Have I really got to... Oh, for Christ's sakes. Non-binary. Jesus Christ.
In it.
Just want to... All right, account created. Start a 30-day... Oh, fuck off. Right, what have we got? Here we go.
Oh, God.
Here you go.
This on a loop.
There you go. Kerrang. So that's what's going on. Oh, I'm reminded of the walkabout video we did the other day. If you missed it, it was a lot of... Is that me?
No. Looks like Russell Crowe.
The walkabout video we did, if you missed it, it was a lot of fun. I'm so sorry it was in portrait. That YouTube insisted, and that really pissed me off. But let me go to my... I want to show you the woman in the background. The woman in the background. Because we were sat out. So we had to sit next to each other. Because it was in portrait. And... I can never... Why? It's like tricky to find. That's that. It's not an upload. It was a live. That was it. That's why it's not there. Past live streams. Where is it? Let me go into... Because it's unlisted, isn't it? That's why we can't see it. Content. Live.
Here we go.
Oh, it's quiz night tonight, by the way, guys. It's quiz night. Here we go. Right, so this was the stream we did walking about Aylesbury, which I...
Delis wants to know if it's the elf woman. No, but you'll be able to hear the elf woman.
Oh, the elf woman is there. Here we go, it's here. She's exactly the right bit. Here we go. Right, so you watch the woman. If I go make us bottom right. There we go. It's not a bad thing for my phone, I thought. Here we go. So watch the woman in the background.
Dr. Finlay.
Dr. Foster.
Oh, it's a shit microphone, though.
All right. God, I'm starting to look like my sister.
Dr. Martin.
Dr. Jekyll.
Dr. Martins.
Just wait in the background.
See how uncomfortable I am that I'm like this because around us everyone hates us.
I just didn't realise it was so hard to hear us.
Dr. Roberts.
There we go.
There she is, look.
Now.
Let's move back a little way.
Do that in slow motion.
She looked like she'd smell a fart.
Here we go. So what? Here we go. We're gonna watch this. Because she then sat side on to me, that much space between her knees and my thighs, smoking a fag. She wasn't even having a coffee. This woman had no right. This woman had no right.
Look at the shade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.